some degree of iyun, and I gave you a copy to spend time on yesterday and today of the Sefer of the Bir HaGra, together with a beautiful pirush called the Birchas Elio on the bottom by Rabbi Rakova, who explicates the brief phrases of the Vilna Gaon to a much greater degree. And we're going to review briefly what we spoke about yesterday and then proceed. The Gemara is not Nun Ches on the base, plus for the Mishnah. Makdish Masi the Ishtar is also Vochelas. First line, first of the Masi Diamond themselves. The second half of the Mishnah, Hamoser, Rabbi Meir, Mehekdish, Rabbi Yochanan, Asanda, Omer, Chulin. That's the Mishnah, not from the Ches on the base. And what goes into the discussion of Rav Huna saying, Yechol, Ishtar, Shetolom, Olabala, Eini Zonis, Vieini Osa. Fine. Leaving out all the details which go thereafter, we go right to the middle of the daf, where it says, Upliga de Rish Lakish. Omer Rish Lakish, Lo Tema Tamad Rabbi Meir. What Rabbi Meir? Who Rabbi Meir? What's this all about? Rabbi Meir is the one who said, in the Sefer of the Mishnah, that Hamos are a Meir or a Hekish. Don't say because he holds other Makish Kavash Shalom Oliolam. No. Different shot. He told Shiyoko Lukufo Lamasi Odeo, Nase Kaomo Yikot Yodayach Leo Seir. And it's as if he said it, fine. So far, so good. So we're suggesting that Rish Lakish is arguing with Rav Huna. Pliga the Rish Lakish. Why? Why is Pliga? Why are they arguing? Why? What's the argument about? Presumably the argument is about, can you force her to do what she may not want to do? Rav Huna says, no, you can't force her to work for you. She can say anything's on his fanny also. But Rish Lakish uses an expression, he can force it. That's the machlokas, push up shot between Rabbi Yehuna and Rish Lakish. Any questions so far? It's called push up shot. It's chazan again. Push the simple shot in the Sugas HaGemar. Now, we will learn together B'iyun, the last eight lines of the daf. Commenting on the last part of the mission. Amos Kodesh, called every man. Rabbi Shmuel Damitavaya Mosali Achamisa Kodesh. Only after death, Rashi Kshetomos he v'yiroshena. So if he is makdish, the Mosar, so in advance says hekdash doesn't mean now, only means later. Rabbi the Rav Omer Mosar Mechaim Kodesh. No, right away, that's a machlokas. So here's not the last six lines are very tough. Hevi Rav Papa v'mai. What's the case? He's giving her everything. My time, demand the Omali Achamisa Kodosh. What does that mean? It should be Kodosh even Mechayim. Since he's giving her the Mor Kesef and the Mizonos, so whatever she makes is his. And if he said, I raise a Hekdesh, Makdesh, the Moser, so it should be Kodosh. Bechayim, why only Achamisa? Elok she'ein ma'alam mezonos, below ma'alam alketz, he's giving her nothing, that's Rachel. My time of the man, the other mechayim kodosh. So if I care, why does the other man the say it's mechayim kodosh? Why? So here the Gemara is as follows, the last two lines. The olam, the ma'alam mezonos, and the ma'alam alketz. He's giving her the basics, but not the extra allowance, that's Rachel. So therefore why? Rabbi Shmuel Savri Tikkun Mazonos Tachas Masi Odeh Mor Kesef Tachas Moser. That's how we assume. The Kevod Lo Koyahi Lo Mor Kesef Moser Didohavi. He didn't give her the extra money for the allowance, so the Moser belongs to her. And if the Moser belongs to her, so therefore Mechaim is not Kodosh. Fine. Avada Baraba Ozava Paket Tikkun Mazonos Tachas Moser Mor Kesef Tachas Masi Odeh. The cave and the koyoy of La Mazoni, Moser, did they have it? It's Kodesh Mechaim. Atkan. Any questions so far? Let's go push up shot in the Gemara. Push up shot. Okay. Having seen this push up shot in the Gemara, we now should take a look again at the Chazal briefly. The Ran speaks about this Gemara. Keep one hand in this Gemara. Don't let go of the Gemara. It's very important. But you should. Over to the Ran and see what he says on the Gemara. Again, Chazara a little bit. It's page Samach Ches, or it would be Chav Gimel of a Beis in the old Gemaras, I believe. He quotes the Rambam. It's an off print. It's the, which says an old print. It says Gemara Halacha Rav and the Sandler, right? 3 lines later, the Rambam Kosev. He quotes the Rambam verbatim. And in the Makish Davar Shlo Balyon, can a Makish Masi Yedei Ishto raise also Vocheles Vamos Vachulim? Omol Yikotch Yodayach Liol Sehen. Hold him the Shubodim Lo. We call Masi Yodayach Kodesh. It's like an ila, a tree. It's the Makash the Elon the Peirosa. Okay? That's the expression of the Gemara. Okay? Where he caught your diet, Li O Sayan. So writes the Rambam. And the Rambam is quoted Aloha in the Shulchan Aruch. We had it in the Gemara in the Chesed Beis. What did it say? Nazik only he caught your diet, Li O Sayan. So you say those words explicitly, it works. It overcomes the problem of Davar Shelo Balel Kedai Mabil. But lo yadati lama es tiran. The Gemara Amina, the Hadar Avuna, the Marav, the Amal Yecholi Shetam Lebala. Poligadi Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish says what Yachol Lachofa, and therefore it's easy to catch you that Leil Seim and you die more in the world because only be talk Shachol Lachofa, right? Because you can't say anything else according to Rish Lakish, right? But the quote that we paskin yichola isha ain't knows any also. I feel like yom ha'achi lo mahani keva. And again for the third time, de yodeho lav di day. Read it very carefully. Her hands are not his. Nino keva and she yichola lav yemi shibuda. Period. That's the kasha against the Rambam. And at the end of the paragraph, lo nizbar li devi Rambam. The Rambam is wrong. The Makaba quotes the Rambam, and the Rambam disagrees. So everyone who has a Makaba should open the Makaba. Here we are in Simon Pei Aleph, Sif Aleph. Again, reviewing from yesterday. The Makaba says, Omala, second line, Yikachi Yodayach Leo Seyem, Harikol Ma'as Yodayach Kodesh. This is the Shibas Rambam. The Yesham says the Rambam, the Eino Kodesh, and he explains to you why. Tarehi Yechol Olomar Ein Nizodes Vaniosa Haran, Haran. And the Torah sounds the same way. What's the Machlokas? The Ran and the Rambam. We know about this Machlokas. Fine, everything is fine and dandy.
Is it limited though to the future as opposed to the past? Because it's all about Lobol Olam.
No, so we pass it Ein the Machlokas Lobol Olam. But Yikotch Yodayach Leosan is able to overcome the issue of Dova Shalom Bola Olam.
Only because of Kofenbo.
Slow, because it's the hands are here. The Ranes against the Rambam, very nice, it's not a Dova Shalom Bola Olam. But the Gemara seems to say explicitly, according to Rav Huna, since she has the ability to say any Zonas Veniosa, even if she doesn't say it, he is not able to be maklish the Yodayah Leo Seyem because the hands are not in his control. She can get out at a whim.
Isn't that like a, doesn't that undercut? In other words, are we only talking about future, which makes this a much more limited discussion? Because it's, why is it exempt from Lo Bal Olam? Because you could be called from Bo. And then the Ran says, don't be so fast. She can say, excuse me, I'm giving up the right to Mazonis, and
right,
therefore you can't force me.
And therefore, no, that's not Lobo Lolo.
You don't have to go that far.
No. Okay. He's Maklish Yodea, Leo Seyem, the Yodea Abba Olam, but simply they're not under his control. Because since he has the ability to say, Ainin Zazan Yosem, so my hands, they're Ba Olam, all right, but they're not yours. Because I could, in a split second, just say the four magic words, and I'm out of your control, so you can't be Maklish it. That's the Ran's Kash.
But it's not like a tree. It's a natural growth. Here, it's an act of will.
That's a good question. That's an act. Let's leave that. That's,
I mean, isn't that the runs? Isn't that the essence?
No. That's love of Olmish. No.
Okay.
Oh, so very nice. We understand very well why the Ran said what he says. But then the Vilna Gaon asks the kasha as follows: Why didn't the Ran say that Benizones Mamish? Not just that he can feed her, but he actually feeds her, then, and we shall see in a moment in Tosis, then, and Rashi also, then the Ramah should have agreed that the Hekesh is good. Where's this Rashi? Where's this Tosis? Well, let's take a look. The top Tosis. Mala Benizonis. Says Tosis, Lo Kshu Zonoso, literally, comma, Diem Kane, Yikotchu Masio Deo, Vamai Oso Vocheles. Where do you see this? Come on. Ibn Mala Lo Mizonos. This is the last few lines of the daf. Ibn Mala Lo Mizonos. My time at the Mandiyam Aliyacham Misa Kodesh. Pirish Gamichayim Yikodesh. So Benizonos, what it means? Means, who chopet the zona. Vienna Rosa. So says Tosis. Say, only Tosis? Rashi says the same thing. Malah Benizonos. Sheyesh Nechosin. Umevakesh the zona. He wants to feed her. Well, she also got to think more on the bottom. So the question is, why is the Ramah not making this distinction? This is the kasha. Okay? This kasha precedes the page that you all have in front of you. Whoever was not here yesterday, or maybe one or two copies that are good, please feel free. These are not perfect copies. I think this one, I think, is still perfect. This is less than perfect. I'm sorry. We had it up yesterday, but I don't know what happened today. Good. So now, that's the kasha. So we're stuck. Why didn't the Ramah, based upon the Torah, make such a distinction? So now we're going to chazer Rabosai, what we did yesterday, in the Vilna Gaon. It's worth seeing a second time, because you know, the Gaon is writes the Kitzad, even the Birchas, though, writes more Barichas. It still requires chazer. Avol das atur kapir shirav rabbeinu Yona, shem b'sof simen pei, which we saw on the screen yesterday. Shabbat Moser, eina yechol alomar eini osav eni lokachas mor kesef. Can't do it. Amazing shita. When it comes to Masi Adayim, the equally pasuk of Huna, that she can say the four word pronouncement, eini zonos v'eini osav. But when it comes to the additional sums, what are the additional sums? Any no teles mo kesef, the any no senes mosar, that's the additional sums. She is not able to say that. A chiddush nifla Rabbeinu Yonah. If that's the case, come to grow up with a whole lupsha. It came mashakosa b'gemar b'nizonas, not like Rashi and Tosis. Bipashta nizonis mamish. Mamish is giving him the mezonos. Afilahaki came and she called all mezonos and he also ain't no yachol ha'atish. He learns the Gemara literally against Rashi, against Tosis. Aye, but Rashi took the Tosis and off on the right from the Gemara on the bottom of the daf. No. For those who have my edition, I'm the last 10-12 lines of the first column of the Birchas Aliyah. Hi, the Gemara says, Ibn Ma'ala Mizonos, right? More wants to know, my time of the Mandam Lachamisa Kodesh is even behind. Shomling and Mozer! Shani, then you call Aloma and you go, Osam 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 Canal. Here's the gross breakthrough. Rashi and Tosin seem to be equating the fundamental obligations, one to the other, and the additional obligations. Let's review again. Fundamental is Mizonos and Masiyah Deho, and the addition is literally the Moser, the additional Masiyah Deho, and the Mo Kesef allowance, which is additional. So Rashi would say they're both the same. So the Gemara says explicitly that what we say, if Mal and Mizonos, my time on the Mandam Aliyacha Misa Kodesh. So if you actually get a mezonos, for sure it works. So if it works over there, it should work by if it works by the moser, it should work by the. So to get the we call the moser masya there, it should work for the plain masya there too. No! Screams the Gra. No! 1,000 times no. The Gemara on the bottom of the daf is talking about the moser. You know why? Because she's unable to say any noteles. More kesef and no senes mosa. So in fact, he can force her. That's why the Kvar is the Kasha, my time of the Mandeon. But in the case of Masya Deo proper, where he cannot force her, so then no way. Oh, watch this. And with this, he knocks out all the dechukim. I don't go repeat them again, but we saw the yesterday. The Tosis, a lot of dechukim and Tosis. First of all, the Tosis, if you ask me, the top Tosis is a docha. Might have been his onus, doesn't mean his onus. When I grew up, his onus meant his onus. Doesn't mean his onus. That's not a docha. And he has two other Tosis, which are also a big docha. The Tosis E, even Malam is onus, Malam al Kesef, my time of the mandam alachamisa kodesh. That implies that the other mandam is fine and dandy. No! That's also a docha. And then he quotes yet another Tosis, the third Tosis, Tosis b'malala, where Tosis says, what they say, Chod Ravada b'Rava mukilach and Ravin Shmuel can't learn this trap. So it's also very, very shrem. All these are dochas. So great, so he became big chassin of Rabbeinu Yonah. His trap knocks off all the dochas, gavaldik. Then the Gemara has the bombshell kasha, and here is where we left off with this kasha yesterday. Left off with the kasha. Avot sarich ian the dasa Rabbeinu Yonah, the imkain my ka'amah b'gemara shamu pligi the Rish Lakish. Adrava, who dats Rish Lakish? Marvun is not against Rish Lakish. Why? Because the mayor is going on the mosar, but moda be'ikum asyodeha. That's not kal. She can say, any donors, any also. So if Rabbeinu Yonah is right, the Gemara's kasha is no kasha. And Tosfos already noticed this. The Ramatzkel mitoch, Shiocha lechofa, we must nisin the katoni also v'chelas mukila k'rav adav arava, the Rasamach, v'malala mizonos, and v'malala mo'a kesef. That's what Tosfos says. They want the wise that not chal on the Iker Masya, that they gave a particular case. But still very shver, he says. Well, how do you know the Pliny Rish Lakish? To the contrary, you can give an easy case. What is no machlokes? Because the Kodra Rabbeinu Yonah is no machlokes. One's most, one's the regular sum. Now we come to the new stuff. What was it, the final paragraph of the Gra, which, I mean, at least in this edition, which is somewhat lengthy and a bit complex, but since you had a whole day to think about it, hopefully you're able to follow. It's going to go nice and slow. Aval Nira, Shedivir Rabbeinu Yonah, who divir Rishlokesh. What did Rabbeinu Yonah say? Rabbeinu Yonah said, when it comes to the Mosar, you're not able to say, Eini no teles mo kesef ven no senes mosar. You're not able to do that. That's exactly what Rish Lakish says. Abba Rav Huna polig afilu b'mosar. There is a machlokas between the two of them. Rav Huna, who says, Eini nizonis ven yosef, doesn't say that not only when it comes to the basic fundamental obligation, but with respect to Moser as well. Who could answer Rama, but to Hashem, Shafilim, and Moser, and in Echola, and all my in his own mut, and also Moser, and in the Kakas Mokes. Watch this now. Vasugya, the Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Adam, Rabbi, the Kamar, Bimai, the entire Sugya, goes all according to Rish Lakish. So when it comes to Moser, as Rabbi Yonah said, you can't say, Eini no tell us Mokes, and Eini no send us Moser. Okay, that makes perfect sense. Very good. The Rav Adav Bar Abba muscle like Rish Lakish. Why? Kevan Dama Mechayim Kadosh Al Kachav Eini Yechol Lomar Eini No Telas Mo Kesef Eini No Senes Mosa. Period. Afal Gav the Rabbi Reina Yonah Omar the Eini Yechol Lomar Eini No Telas Mo Kesef Eini No Senes Mosa. Meshit Tiknu No Mosa Mishem Chino Lav Davka. But then there are Rabbi Rava who was ticked the Mazonas Tachas Moser, Gamkin, any Chol Loma, Gaini B'chum. Fine. So far, so good. Amazing line. Rabbi Yonah is Divrei Rish Lakish. But Rav Huna disagrees. Now comes the key. Umuki Nami, the Rav Shmuel, even the Rish Lakish, Bechada Gavna. All going according to Rish Lakish. Not like Tosu says, that Rav Shmuel, Muki Masnisin, No, it's a docha. We're talking about the case of Malam Mazonos, Vena Malam Mo Kesef. Footnote 1. Here, Rakava felt it's not enough to give an interlinear elucidation, as the article calls it. It calls for a footnote. Let's read the footnote carefully and slowly. Biur divrei Rabbeinu kedelala. Rav Huna sober. The gam b'mosu yecholo loma eni no osav eni no kachas mos lo kachas mos. Lochen. The Rav Huna b'chol gavni afilu ba'omer yikot shidach liosayim la'olam chulin afamosar. As the Rambam said, afilu b'nizones v'noteles mokesef mamish against osav. She could bein aikar masyadel amazonos or bein amos of orkes. Period. That's Rav Huna's opinion. We pass halacha. That's what Rambam says. That's what Rambam says. So nothing is chal. Hirish lachish shvile. The ain yachol alom ainy v'chule when it comes to the mosar. Period. V'hod the hikshu b'gamar ilayim b'malah v'chule. Haine mishum. That Gemara Svila, the Indian Ikamasya Dayam, Jicholo, Mahini, Nizonas Venyosa, Kirav Huna. The Gemara holds with Black Rav Huna. Ulian Moser Svila, then the Yocholo, Mahini, Kirish Lakish. There's a split. Rabbo said the Gemara has a split opinion. Half the Ika like Rav Huna, and the extra like Kirish Lakish. Ul the Ficha Parachak the Gemara. Ilema b'malu amizono sumalim or kesef. My time in the mandama lachamisa kodesh. V'lo kashla ikar masyadai my time also v'chelef. V'lo kashya. Mishul inyan ikar masyadai yichol alo meinzon zon yosef. V'chelef hala hekmish. Also v'chelef. Rak amoser kashya leg. My time in the kodesh mechayim. Me'achar. Shunos lamo kesef. Sora hekmish locha mechayim. The mimosa the gemara holds like mishlokish. Sheni yichol alo meini v'chulei. So the Gemara is a split shita. So it says, "Divrei Rabbeinu Yonah, Divrei Rish Lakish." So according to Rish Lakish, Rabbeinu Yonah is correct. Not according to Rav Huna. Well, then the Shani, the Gemara, the Marla, the Marla, the Mazonos, and the Marla Morkeset. Period. Ulu Rav Shmuel, the Savri, take the Mazonos, Talas Masya, Del Morkeset, Talas Mosar. That's what we hold. Ika Masya Deho, Osa Vocheles, Neshichol Olam, Eini Mechulin. But she can say nothing else. Vamoser gamken chulin mechayim. Why? For different reasons. Me'achas she ain't on nosu no more kesef. We're about a barava. The tikkun is on sachas mosu mosu kesef mas yadayim. Ike mas yadayim osa vocheles. Why? Why? Me'achas she ain't on nosu no more kesef. Vamoser is kodesh mechayim. Me'achas nosu no mezonos. Ve'eni chol aloma eni no telus more kesef. Ve'eni osa nesmosu. It fits in like a glove.
Well, that's true. So, and she doesn't lose anything if she doesn't do Moser.
But it's true. But once she says, once she makes a Moser, she's unable to say to her husband, listen, I'm making Moser, I'm going to keep it, and keep your stinking Melchester. Can't do that. Quote the Mishlash.
But I'm talking about the logic of saying, it's the same logic where she can say, don't give me Mizonus. She can say, I'm not making Moser. She doesn't have to make Moser.
Correct. Correct. If
so
she makes
Moser, how can he give away?
But if she makes Moser, she has to give it to him. You're correct and I'm correct. We're both correct. Mm-hmm. Let's finish up the Gemara. Aval Anan. This is the... Aval Anan. Lalocha. The Kam Grav Huna. Afilu b'nizonos notelas mokesef ha'ome yikot shidach l'osem l'olam chulin. Why? Because we pass it against our Gemara. Our Gemara assumes a split between Rav Huna and Rish Lakish. We pass the Rav Huna all the way, even when it comes to the Mor Kesef and the Mosar. V'zeh she'shmitu arifa rosh kol ha'sugya. Why? The pluk of the Rav Shmuel in Rav Adam Arava left it all out. The lechora nirah ba'omer yikotshu according to the sugya chala hekesh she'nizonos does Mor Kesef. As Rashi told us, said, why leave it out? No, it's nicha. Kema that I'm kaimel k'rav huna. The guy I'm a zonus, I'm a more kesef yichol lo me'eni v'chulei. Then I feel a bit zonus, but I'll tell us more kesef mamish. Mikoshu, the olam chulin. The acha she'enem mishubedes lo v'chol lo me'eni v'chulei. Brilliant pshat. That is pshat in the Ramah. That Das Ramba, Hilchos Erechim, the Mechaber. Vada bin Nizonis Mari. We're referring to a case where he actually paid the money. The Ve'ena Nizonis Pshita, the Lo Mishabda. As the Gemara says, Ibishen Nizonis, Mailer Member. Obviously, the Hekish Nachal. Below Beer Ramba, brackets, the Mari bin Nizonis, Lero Pshituse. Because it's obvious. It's obvious to the obvious. Will the forest appear as Rashi betosis anal? The benizonis mamish yochol lahadish, and his own does not mean his ownus. As that should cost about I'm skipping via shomim. But a lot about afilu below arm writing his own many also in the kodesh. Look how much the safety the maler on the side. Meridik, Meridik. This is the Achlokas for the Gemara. It's a break. It's an act of genius. And now, whether everyone had this figured out before the Gemara said it or not, I don't want to vouch for that. I want to say, you know, somebody said, oh yeah, the Gemara just expiated. Whether everyone knew about it before the Gemara. I don't know. I didn't see what the Gemara's Mahal anywhere in print before the Gemara, but I'm only me. Birkhoff didn't quote anybody either. He's more than me. He's an expert in the Gemara. Seems to me the Gemara made a breakthrough over here, which we just learned Pshat in the Sugya. Now we understand Pshat in the Rechava. We understand Pshat in the Ramah, and we have spent a bit of time on the Sugya, which is time well spent.
So would the Gros say we passed in like Rav Shlokit?
No, we passed in like Rav Huna all the way.
All the
Gemara had a split Pshat. Mm-hmm. We followed Rav Huna all the way. All the way. Now, you want to know, Rav Osai, as follows. What's the love that's bonded over here? What's the lumbus? So the Avni Maluim has something to say about this too. I think we can get Avni Maluim in this. I'd like you to see it. Sorry. Let's see. Shulchan Aruch. The Farshay Shulchan Aruch. And the Farshay of Saviv. Let's try this plain Shulchan Aruch first. The links will be easier that way. Links. Avni Miluim. Look. Okay, Rabbi said Avni Miluim is trying to explain the lumdus behind this sugya. Okay, quotes all Gemara. Venerally, see the lumdus. Okay, this is a lumdish of earth. That was a toast. He's the father of lumdus. The Rabbuna, the Svirle, the Echola Isha Shetomar, Eini Nizon, Sveni also. Who the Svirle, the Ein Lebal Shum Zechia Beguf Hayadayim, Umishum Hachi, Echola Loma, Eini Nizon, Kevin Lo Zocha Adayim Beklum, Shalot Tinto Lo Kinyan Beguf Hayadayim. Very good. Kabbalah. Aber ich schlag ihr schwirle, de zocha ba be gufa yodain. Um mich mach ich schwirle, de nase ka oma ye kotch yo dach de osen, kevan che zocha be gufa yodain, hab ich mo dekel de peroso. Le kachaminon, u pliege de schlagisch. Kevan de schwirle le schlagisch de baal motzi maktisch liodeho. Im kein schwirle. The Zocha Bukufa Yodayim Lamas Yodeho Im Kain Su Lo Motzi I Lameimar Eini Nizonis Kemosha Eini Yecholam Eini Niflitz Eini Nizonis Eini Paris Marashe Kvar Zocha Baal Bukufa Sonana Paris Viduk. So what are they finding about Rabosai? It's a fundamental dispute between Rish Lakish and Rav Yochanan and Rav Huna. Not a detail. It's fundamental. According to Rish Lakish, the reason why she cannot say anything to Yosef is because he has a right to go for your dying. Kodra Rav Huna has no right to go for your dying. So Shefa, she can say, anything to Yosef, any also. So here's the word. According to Rav Huna, Hetnish is no good. But she didn't say anything to Yosef. She didn't have to. The fact that she could indicates he has no rights in her hands, and he has no rights in her hands. And it's just going to be Dama Shlomo Leon. Because her hands he doesn't have, it's just to be makas things that she hasn't earned yet. So Zavah Shalom Aliyah. That's what it says. Oh.
And what is that
That's a fundamental dispute. You wonder what that's based on?
Yeah, what is that?
I'll tell you. Now. This is the opinion of the that we just saw, the Ran, etc., etc. What are the Rambam and Rashi and Tosafot, what do they hold? Presumably they hold as follows. You're right. What'll happen though, according to Rav Huna? Does he have rights to her hands proper? Here's the vort. Rav Huna will say, presumably, that there is some measure of rights, and therefore, in a case of Nizonis Mamish, he actually gave her a check or cash to pay for a food bill for that day, for that week, whatever unit of time we're discussing. She took the check, she put the money in a wallet. Now, Rav Osai, what did we say before? He's now saying, Hekmesh. It's no longer Dabba Shalom Aliyol. The money she made, the cash for the mezonos she took, the money she has in her drawer that she made from the wool is still there, or the wool itself is still there, whatever happens is still there. So now it's not a Dabba Shalom Aliyol anymore. That's the pshat, presumably, in the shita of Rashi and Tosis and the Rambam. Because the money is there. That's how I'm assuming the Zonus Mamish. It's there. According to the opinion of the tour, and we just saw here as the Abdi Malum explained. So therefore, since there's no Zuchia and Gufa Yadayim at all, it's always considered to be like a Dava Shalom Balion. Doesn't work. Now you all have Rebbe Osai, a Beis Shmuel. Put them to Beis Shmuel before you have the fancy Beferushim, the Lulums and Bira Gros. What about the classics that I presume you all have in front of you? Take a look at the Pesim and Tayala for the Beis Shmuel, Sifkot and Dalet. See what he says? What does he say? Yeshom den a kodesh, kele das a ran. Usvirle, afilu im omi yikotsh yodayet, lo mahani. Ubefarash ha-sugya, ma'la bin izonis, hen izonis mamish. Gets Rashi Batosis. When we come along, I leave it every mayor and Kodesh, I forgot the sphere of the Makash Dover Shalobal Yolam. Even if it's not the Chesorin. Hane wal Korcha Mishum, the Kosha Yechola Lomar Einin Izon Shariosa. Even Kelly did not Nami. I feel him no son of Mazonas. The only Kotch Yadayach, Nami Eino Kodosh. Rameir is not bothered by Dabba Shalom Aliyom. So the question becomes, why couldn't there be Meir? Is it not Chal? The mere fact that she could say, Engdonus Ben Yosef makes it not Chal. He's not in control of it. So the same thing applies to us, Halacha Lamaisa, even if he gives it the Mezonos. That's the question. And the Rambam is going to say, Rashi Tosafot presumably as well, that if the Masi Yadayim are there, and he already paid her, Rope Shutusei, he actually gave her the money, then right now, true, the hands aren't, so the Kotch Yadayim, the Oseim, is going to work for Masi Yadayim that are already there somehow. That seems to be a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ran, between the Mechaber, and Rambam has Rashi Tosafot on his side, and the Mechaber that way as well. And the Rambam holds like the Ran, and the Gra is all Charifas that no distinctions made. Well, they gave Mezonos, didn't give Mezonos, based upon the fact that the Rabbeinu Yonah argues on Tosis, as we said before. I don't want to spend more time on this, it's going to be a whole day. But this is an important issue. Okay.
I mean, a real practical difference of husband borrowed the money to be zoned from a credit.
Yeah.
Right? And can he pledge her work in order to pay back the creditor? It would seem, according to our view, that absolutely not. According to Rish Lakish, possibly.
Perhaps. I want to discuss another interesting question. We said halacha lemaaseh, Rabbosai. We passed in the halacha. We saw it in the Ramah. Against the so-called Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay. But the Rabbeinu Yonah meant that the halacha lemaaseh only according to Rish Lakish. Seems to be machlokas between the Gro and other people. But halacha lemaaseh, can the woman say, I don't want anything. I don't want your mizonos. I don't want your more kesef. And I'm not giving you anything either. You pass an halacha, like the Ran, she can't say that. Can she split? She'll start making a little dreidlach. She'll split. Moses will say, you know what? I'll take the mizonos. That I'll take. I'll give you, of course, the Masi Dai. You know, the truth is that what does she doesn't have that much to lose. Her Masi Dai, she's giving up, is only a measly 5 sloim. Much, you know, if you're a prudent investor, you would say that. You can lose at most Mishko 5 sloim. This would be a guaranteed temporary new table, Mizonos. Ooh, but the higher level. Give me a few dollars allowance, I could be making millions of dollars of Moser. Here's no deal. I'll forego the allowance money, the Morkesev. If I hit the jackpot and make $1 million, it's going to be mine. Can you have that split? She wants the best of both worlds, right? She wants to be guaranteed a fundamental mizonos that she's willing to give up a wool, 5 sloim. But on the other hand, when it comes to the big bucks, she'll say, I'll give up my allowance and I want the. So the Rajma seems to say that even that is possible. I think that may be on the Mara Makomis. Let's take a look. Let's take a look at Rosai. Is it here? Shikum Kubetzes. Yeah. I think it's here. Not sure. Well, the Rajma says so. How can I show this to you? Let's try Rajma directly. Maybe we pass to see if we look for the Rajma. Because, you know, you have the, you know, you mix them together. Shamina minadar avuna, afila b'mala lo mizonos. It doesn't work. Ein lebal b'yidei yishka ala shibu levat. Should be here somewhere. Oh. I'm going to find this under the screen. V'chein ilu rotzisa. No teles mizonos, the mizona iker, umas yedatz and kadoshim. V'eina no teles mo kesef, v'ein hamos akorosh lachamisa. That's the line. Even that you can do. Clever financial individual, this lady. I have to tell you, saying this, Rabosai, he's going against someone who's near and dear. I'll show you, full disclosure. The Rashi was going to win, because the Rashi was the Rashi. But help us hate him. Elder Zeta, Shnei Yeshua, thinks it is an impossibility. Is as follows. Afra ben Yona lo komar elahecha sherotis b'takonas mizonos v'lo b'mor kesef v'ha kosev shapar de'enu yecholo dekeva d'zonosa v'meila zocha b'kol afil b'mitziyasa d'gar mimosa. You can't split. You can't split. Fine. Is everyone knows that way. Can't split. Because the Ran says, "Ki heichid yichol olama in mizonos v'ani osa." Koshken yichol olama in notelas mo kesef in osa mosa. Okay, means you have to say no to both, yes to both, and no to both. You can't split. So right to Helia Elta Zeta Peneshua, but the Mechila is against the Rashi. You can't split. What can I tell you? Pointing it out to you. Fine. Good. So now, let's turn our attention a little bit to some other inyanim, much more easy. This is a hard inyan. The reason the truth, I was tempted to skip this completely. Because it was making hekpacious, the dorim. But I felt, if we're already learning the sugya, we're not going to have to learn the sugya another time. Let's learn it now in a little bit more depth. See, there's no halacha l'maaseh consequence of all this in terms of the dharma and the hekdeshos. In terms of any zonos v'ani osa, yes, she can say we pass on halacha for sure, any way she pleases. The Rashba has to win. The Rishi.
So what's the value of the five slava and everything else?
She can say, I don't want. She has the right, she calls the shots. Yoda al elyon. She can say any zonus venyosa. She can say any no telus mokesav en no senus mosa. Or any combination thereof. I want this and not that, that and not this. She can do whatever she wants.
But what's the number? In other words, it's just the five
slumbers. Oh, you want to know what five slumbers is
about
as then?
In other words, anything over $800, she makes wherever she is.
That's, we spoke about at great length before. That's it. Since we have wool, we don't have wool nowadays, and so therefore it's very difficult to make per sum on how much money she has to produce on a weekly basis. Very difficult. So even the Rambam left it out. So Rav Kapach said there's an Amiri, we don't know how thin the wool was. We saw these things. We don't know, we don't have a set sum. I guess every bezmer would have to deal with it and give a specific sum and based on its own wisdom. Let's discuss much more easy stuff. Easy stuff. Much more easy. Abosai, we spent time on the hard stuff. We deserve a little bit of a break. I think so. We deserve a break. Take a look. Again, this is anyone finished the Mamakomis, by the way? I want to get new Mamakomis. Nobody? Somebody got to learn the best better. It's not going to fly into your head by itself.
The rash prevents a real abuse. I mean, if you have a ne'er-do-well who has no money, it's a husband, and he really wants to get the wife, he just says, okay, I'm giving everything to Hector. You know, Zamba.
That's
good. Rashba says, not so fast. Nah, five saw, have a good time.
Simen pay or both sides? Siv dalet. Simen pay, have a look inside. Siv dalet. V'chein kol ishi rochetes lebala ponav yodav aragla v'mozegas lokos v'mesal samit. These are the three romantic roles, as I spoke to you about. Rambo, yesh omen mishem v'chuyevas v'natzia kol amit v'sabayis. Magad Mishnah, Perek Chaf Aleph, okay, and the Ran, Chaf Hei Malav Adab Be'erif, the Master Tzar, we saw this already, okay? And then it's further than that. The Omedes, U'meshameshes B'fnei Bala, O'shetitin lo mayim o kli, O'shetitin lo funav, Chiyotzit v'am elu, Aval Einem Omedes U'meshameshes B'fnei Ovim O'b'fnei Ra, B'no. That's presumably the source, the one on the basis. You don't have to do it implicitly. For a husband, she does have to do it. The Yesh Omrim, Daka Be'enem Smuchan Al Shulchan Balam. But if his father or his son is relying on the husband, she has to take care of them too. Wait on the, at the beck and call of not only of her husband, but of her stepson or her father-in-law, as the case may be. Fine. Rabosai, let's take a look. What seems to be a contradiction in the Rambam. Yeah. These things are known to exist. First, we'll look at the Perush of Mishnayos, and then we'll look at the Mishnah Torah. They seem to not be in sync. It's not the only time. Rambam, you know, sometimes he changes his mind here and there. But let's look at the Perush of Mishnayos first. Perush of Mishnayos, fifth Perek. Again, those who have the fancy Gemaras, the Perush of Mishnayos are just before the Rif. Thing. Yeah. Perikei Mishnah Dal, and this, you find it, page Gimel, in my edition. If you have the old editions, it's much closer to the beginning after the rush. So the Rambam says, I'll show the Rambam in a second. The Rambam is over here. The idea of Rochetes Ponav Yodav Arad, if you may remember, is not found in the Mishnah. Tos made a big deal about it. Not found in the Mishnah. So the question is, how does it fit in here into the Rambam? Let's try to find it. Here we go. Here we go. Eila malacha sheisha also the baal. Then it says, no matter what, line 3, like this. Umechuyev olel lasos al kol ponim shtei rochetes ponav viyada v'ragla v'mozegel v'sakos v'tzal samita. Afilu yo etza elef shrochus. Why? There's no substitute for your wife. Period. That says no one else but she can wash your hands and your face and your feet. Okay, is this really true? Seems to be a machlokas, Rabosai, on this point, in the Yerushalmi. Do we accept this chiddush over here, or do we not? Let's see if we can find this. Let's now the Rambam Mishnah, Yad HaChazak. We clearly backed out. There's no question about it. Rambam changed his mind. Rabba. In Hilchos Ishus, the Rambam writes as follows in Perek Chof Aleph. Look what it says. Umalachos Elu, Osa Nil Vaatzma, Afilu Hoyalan Kamashvachos, Ein Osa Malachos Elu Baal El Ishto. Okay? So you'll say, okay, maybe the reason is the reason we just gave. Because Ein Mishtamash and Beisha, right? Could that possibly be the reason? Could that possibly be the reason? What do you say? What do you say? So, Rambam has a different explanation. Watch. We can first see the Magen Mishnah, then we'll look at the Mishnah Levelach. Okay, Rabosai, the Magen Mishnah writes as follows. Rambam writes, Omedes Meshamesh Lifnei Baal. Where did it come from? Poshet Hu. The Kol Shkenu Mehatzor Samita. Umefurish Birishalmi. Shafilichnis Lameh Shvavos. Chayeves Lo Bidvorim Elu. Get an impression from the Yerushalmi, the way the Magen Mishnah quotes it. Not because you're so frum and no other woman can do it. And Meshtamash Abisha. No. This is an obligation of every married woman to take care of her husband in this fashion. Because remember, there's another possibility. Maybe you show me the Rishami inside. Halacha Vav. Okay? Perek Hey in end of Halacha Vav writes as follows. Look at this. Afilu v'chnis lo me'eshvachos kofa lasos lo dvarim shel yochid. Madram shel yochid. Sachas lo asgufo, machetzes lo asraglo, mazegel lo asakos. Lama? Ne'eshi chayevas lasos lo? Omim shum shenu v'yun l'shtamish b'shivcha. Awa shaylam. Black and white in Yerushalmi. Which one is it? The Rambam and Pirush Mishnayis for the second one. Manachem Ibenayim. Hichnisa lo avodim. Males. Before today's world, we have to worry about that too. Okay? Ein teima mishum she'en ruin nishtamash b'shivcha. It's lo avodim. No problem. A personal trainer of the same gender is okay. Okay? But it's tamashim she'chayevis lo. Doesn't make a difference. So the Gemara says over here, Lo mistaba mishum shichayevas lo. No, I also say, Ko philosophy tzemel of a pishnah, mistrachas a pet. A whole discussion here in the Yerushalmi, two different pshatim of why it may be. Fine? So the Pirush of Mishnayis, he says one way. Okay? What about here in Mishnah Torah? Let's go back to the Rambam. Just came from there. Links. Mishnah. I put this in brackets. It's as long as it possibly can be. But let's take a look a little bit. Watch this. Oh. Mashasim however magit. Watch. Umafurish for Yishalmi, that for the Chdisla Avodim Chayavastal Bidvar Amelu, Nirishak Avodas Dvar Avu, Kach. The Lo Tikshi Hechi Amina and the Kolshkein, who may at Sos Amita, Emo the Dafka Hani, Chayavas Balas Arba, Lefisha Osu the Shtabash Pele, Malachas Vishisha, Moshe Pirish Rabbeinu Mitam Zeb, Pirish Mishnah, Mishum, Hachi Chayavas Malachas Vishisha, Lefisha Arba. Ulfizen is seen as Hamayim O a Cleo and a Tila, the Shimish Dein also Ayadeisha, just passing along a pitcher. Minon de Chayavas Afila Biarba. Was that Tirits, Ubefurish Birishalmi, but who did Rishalmi, the Stapku, if you saw, Ihani Malachas Shaosa Afila Biarba, who the Fishi Chayavas Obashim, and with Shamish Beshivcha. Nafka Mino, Imichnis, Alo Avodin, Vehel Usham, Shripneshi Chayavas Love. Who for heavy Rav Magid Zay Rishon and the Kamon the Perikov Alchis to Rabbi Al Din Hey, who if he's there the Tama Hani Mishum the Hani came and shame Sorah Gufo Tzrichal Asos and Batzma Kosh came Nesinas Hamayim Olakli. Rabbeinu Zalohut Shach Lomar Dafilu Rechnisal Avodim Havidin Ochi came and Shekosu Shechayevus Nesinas Hamayim Olakli and Tilosam. Al korachach tam alavishim lo sagi levalav achi. Rishami could add this nafkamina as well. The Rabbeinu of the Pirkan Sasri Pirishim Mishnayis. Chozer bo b'sefer yad. When he saw the Rishami, Chayeves. Oh! And Chayeves is on Abishol, is the Rabbeinu, from the bills of the Pshitu. The Mikolshke, the Nesinas Hamayim, of Cleveland Tiloso Nafka. Amazing. So the Mishnah Melech is saying that the Rambam got this new concept that she has to be passing Kalim and things of this nature. Where does this come from? It's not a romantic role. The Teretz is, she has to be, when it comes to personal matters, that is beck and call. It has nothing to do with the prohibition to wash your hands, feet, and face. No, it's just passing a kli. It must be Rambam passing the Yadah Chazaka. It's the reason she can't get someone else, even an Eved, to do it as a male, because she's Chayevah to it herself. Nothing to do with Ein Mishtam B'Shivish. Don't be so frum. So steers at the Mishnah Melech between the Yadah Chazaka and the Pirushim Mishnahs.
She's Chayev from what?
I'm sorry?
Where's the Chiyuv come from?
The Chiyuv?
Yeah, oh,
that's a good question. Where in the world does the Chiyuv come from? Where does it come from? Okay,
but in the Perush Mishnayis, the Rambam doesn't mention Avodim at all.
Correct.
He doesn't reach that issue.
Correct, he doesn't. But he does say clearly, because they understand Mishnah B'Isha. Whereas according to the Magad Mishnah, that the Rambam got, let's go back to the Rambam himself, just to go back just to show that one more time.
The Rambam himself, the Yedah HaSoka, doesn't say it. It's the Magad Mishnah according
right,
to
you're,
the
you're right. You're 100% right. Correct. It's a steer between Yedah HaSoka and the Perush Mishnayis according to the Magad Mishnah's interpretation. So the Magad Mishnah wanted to know, where did this come from? Right? Omeres to Mishamesh b'fnei balag, oshet titel lo mayim o kli, o titel b'fnei balag. Where did this come from? Where? Says the Magad Mishnah. It's a kolshkein from these other three. But that's only going to be true kolshkein if it's a question of chayev, it's a question of Mishamesh b'shivcha. Not even a shivcha to pass you a bucket of water, or take a pencil. Obviously, you're right. It's only a steer if you hold like the Magad Mishnah. I want to spend a little time, even though it's not our reading right now, directly.
You have another possible hearing, because maybe she doesn't have a button. Maybe she shouldn't have male a button.
Wow. That I didn't think of, but you're probably right. Okay, those days, everyone had everything. He had shit because she had a button. Rabosai, with the Gemara, which we never look at, because when we learn these inyanim, we don't look at the Gemara. And when we learn the Gemara, we look at the inyanim. So I think we'll spend a little bit of time. We deserve a little bit of a break from the hard inyanim. Look over here. The Gemara has over here, Rabosai, for the last few narrow lines in Samach Aleph from an Aleph. Look together, please. Let's have the three malachas, right? Mazegas Kos, Mazegas Mita, Mechetz Yopana Bela Barak. Or my Vitru Mar Hachanan and Ravuna. Kol malachas Shaisha Oso Lebala, Nida Oso Lebala, Chutz. You guessed it, the big three. Mazegas Kos, Mazegas Mita, Rachotas Pona Bela Barak. Atos Amita, Amaraba, Lamarna Labafonov, Avashalopafonov, Leslambos, quoted Allah and Shaman Arab. Look at the Osdayan, Zion, it says on the side, look in Yoredeya, Simakuf Tzadi Hei Sifyut. Rabbo say, get married, if nobody's in it. It's called the Dinba Harchokos. When she's a Nida, she may not make his bed in his presence. When he's not around, she may. Umeziga Sakos. She can't pour his cup. It's important to know. A woman should not be pouring drinks for her husband when she's a Nida. Now, the details about Meziga Sakos are a bit complex. What? Some want to suggest it's only a loving, romantic mixing of drinks, which you wouldn't have as much as that bechlau. They don't have mixes drinks nowadays. A bartender maybe at a wedding, but
American in the 50s.
Maybe, but today, no one's mixing drinks. They're just having their drinks, whatever. Shouldn't be drinking at all bechlau. If it means intoxicating beverages. But if you look in Simon Kuf Sadi Hey, which I brought with me, actually brought the version, it's called the Bari HaShulchan, which is written by Rafael Lacon, Shalita. So when it comes to this halacha of, you know, Meziga Sakos, he writes as follows, it's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch explains that you can't even touch your wife. We'll get to that, it's in Siv Beis, we'll get to that back in a second. Okay. Some of us eating together, when we learned Yeridea a few years ago, we went to some letter of year. Now, so I'm going to read you as follows. Oh, here we go. Sif Yud. Call Malacha Sheish also the Baila, Nida also the Baila, Chutz, Nimziga Sakos, Shasura, Limzo Kakos, Ramo Ed Bafonov. It's not around, you can do it. Similar to the idea of making the bed. Ulanicho Lefonov Ala Shulchan. She's putting it down in front of him. Elam Kentasa Shum Heker. Shokon Shetanichenov Ala Shulchan. Biyad Smol. The cup. Where'd that come from? With the next piece of Gemara. Next piece of Gemara. Shmuel Machlef Uladvisu Biyada the smaller. His wife put it on the left hand. Abaya Manchale Apuma the Kuba, Rabba Abay Sadr, Apapa Shar Shifa. I asked you to see this Gemara because then you're not going to learn these Gemaras. What do these things mean? Mechlef Ulebi Meli Buddha. We'll come to that in a minute. Abay Sadim Mirashosa, Marashashif and Safso, Shduchanov says, oh, Allah Keses, you put on a pillow where you never wouldn't put it, right? So it's not a normal way to put it. I'll put it on a bench. Just not the place on the table where it's normally put. So we see here, Abos, a very important halacha, that she's pouring him drinks, she has to do it in a funny way. Okay, that's what it says over here. Now, it's important to understand that this issue of Meziga Sakos is, and I told you before, a bit complex. Okay? He quotes the Rishon Beis Yosef, the Meziga and putting on the Shulchan. But if she just mixes a drink and someone else puts it on the table, the other way around, someone else mixes it and she just puts it on the table, it's permissible. That's the Shulchan Aruch says that way. That being the case, Hagoshes Ma'acholim, you want to give him food, only if she puts it in his plate, and she takes the plate and puts it on the table. Some say, the Hagosha alone, even without a Mezig, is a problem, and then some apply it to food as well as to drinks. V'nire the Yesh Lahokel, V'haseis HaTorah, V'Hagoshes Ma'acholim, because some say, B'chlal, there's no problem when it comes to Ma'acholim, it's only as far as Mezig HaSakos. Comes to wine, you have to go mach, because wine is a much more serious problem. And here he has over here, Rabbi Osai, it's considered a kiruv, to pour drinks, to mix drinks especially. And the Rashi says only parts to wine, because it leads to erva, as I told you before, she can drink wine bechlal. Sharmash and macholim, there's no Easter whatsoever. Some posts can hold that way. And some say, even if you're not going to be making about other drinks, when it comes to foods, you can be making. Okay? Some say all drinks are included, except for water, which is nothing. And some include even even foods. The fiyani is zaiti, we should make a split. We can say all drinks are asur except for water, but food is mutter. You look carefully in a Rav Avadia Sefer, Rav Avadia Yotzer was just last week, so we're just trying to mention whenever we can. Rav Avadia is in the Sefer, that the Chumah that's quoted, that even food should not be given, it's probably based on a typo. You look it up in the Sefer Taras Abayis, it's a typo. And therefore it seems to me to be room to be made when it comes to foods, but not when it comes to other drinks. Cain, there really a pshara between the Rashi was made up by both, and the most possible mapa by both, trying to make a kind of a pshara. Okay? Let's go a little bit further in this Tarsus, where we see another halacha found in Kuf Sadiyeh. The map is a victory, Pirish, Arab, Shmaya, Meshir, Nizer, Rashi, Afilu, Shalolita, and Mafteach, Miyodo, Liyodo. Rashi wouldn't pass the key from his hand to his wife's hand when she was leaving. Umikana and Raya, the Shani, Mizigas, Kos, Shudava, Shalchiba, Vasura, Afilu, Lahavi, Lefana, Vala, Shulchan, Alamaman, Chevisadja, Mapuma, the Dukuba, period. So therefore, this whole Chumra of Rashi has no basis in Shas Babli. When we say the Eliyahu, means on the side, Tandav Eliyahu, Rabba Peritazov. Slightly different. What does it say there? The Kotoni Gabe Yahu Uvda the Maisi Perakam of the Shabbos. A scary Maisi. The other Mechat Shekora Harbe, Vishona Harbe. And he died young. Shol Eliyahu Lishto, Shema Heveslo as a Pach, Shema Heveslo as a Shemen. When you were in Ida, Ormalo chas v'sholom, afilu be'etzpa ketana lo noga bi. See how strict you have to be. Tostosis, nami ein raya, the mitzina and leforish shelo al avos apach o yamakvid, alochi kama, shema b'shas avos apach lo nisharto v'noga bich. But not the passing of the picture itself. How do you know it's true? The chen mashma she shivoso, I feel the best spectacle on Nagabi. What? Tonachit no lo besorin. Teretz is only worried about touching. Avo shalohi vielo lo kamra. You know, I didn't bring in something. Period. Adka. So Rashi's chumrah has no basis in Shas Bavli. We'll see soon.
But Rashi has a different view of this entire business.
He's
looking at it like it's free.
Rashi,
you know, it's part of the setup.
Yeah, but Rashi, it's important to know that Rashi was Rashi, Rav and Shal Yisrael. We don't trifle with Rashi. There's no basis in Shas Bavli. It's important to know that. We'll see soon. Now, once we're talking, Umasha pirish the mechafa the other the smaller bimei libuna. So said Rashi, bimei libuna. The mashmash the yesh lahaka bimei libuna bimei nidusa. What does that mean? We'll see soon. B'chem atzinim b'perkam of the Shabbos, v'hu uvdal she'evesi le'el, t'chom v'imeni dusayach ma'o etzlech, v'imeni bunayach ma'o etzlech. What's this all about? Basics. Nire da ha'yurigil l'nitpol ach ha'shiva l'riyok she'posekes, lo asir ha'ashtal amid rabbonim. What's this all about? Basics in Nitpol's Nidah. Those who are married hopefully know this. Those who will know. Mitzvah, Karov Yomein. The Torah says that if a woman has a period, she's prohibited to be with her husband, and she's Tameya, for 7 days from the onset of the period. Through a whole series of chumras, most of them by Benos Yisrael, also from Rebbe, you require 7 clean days. Halacha lemaaseh, what that means for us is that a typical woman, when she has a period, is prohibited to her husband for 12 days. Let's assume this simply takes 5 days until she gets clean, just an average case, and 7 clean days. Oh. And today, no woman will dare go to the mikvah till the 12 days are up. And therefore, there's no distinction, halakha l'maisa, between day 1 and day 12. It's all the same thing. Once she saw blood, she goes to the mikvah, she's the Issa, the Raisa, Koris, the whole 9 yards. In the olden days, says Tosfos, the custom was they would go to the mikvah after 7 days. Because after 7 days with the Raisa, she's allowed to go to the mikvah. But the Rabbanan said no. She's going to the mikvah a second time after we'll call it 12 days. And those 5 days were called Yemei Libun. They were clean days. The first two clean days wouldn't count because it's within the first 7. You haven't gone to the mikveh yet. The next 5 days, it's called Yemei Libun. And there were certain leniencies in Yemei Libun in the old days. Right? 7 clean days. This is Parshat Shat. Is there any person who disagrees with this? Potentially yes, but it's way past where we want to go now. This is Halacha Pesuka, Sirin Tosas. But now we open the Shulchan Aruch to see that Rashi's Chumrah is found as if it came the Moshe Nisina. No, just found like it was Halacha Pesuka. Lo yiga ba afilu betzbektana. We know that's the Gemara on Shabbos. Then it says that it's the same kind of severity. V'lo yoshit miyado liyado shum davar. V'lo yikableno miyado. It gives a reason why. Shema yiga b'bsar. The reason why Rashi was machmir, they toast it against Rashi. There's no word in Shabbos says like you, Rashi. The answer is Rashi was afraid. You pass it to somebody by mistake. So all the time, you pass it to somebody by mistake, you touch the etzpektan, you touch the pinky, which is not allowed. That's why Rashi has this chumrah, and it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch as if no one ever argued. Now, it's very important to know that this din, although Rashi says it, and the Shulchan Aruch says it, afal pi kein, not everyone agrees that it's true. The Rambam goes as far as to say, "I had a zrika miyado liyado lehepi chasu." Came and throw it to her. You're not going to touch her. Throwing it to her, 20 feet away. I kind of have a low plug. Low plug. Says the mafarshim. Very important. Din. This is what the Taz says. Muta lizrok letoch arniki osakis shebiyado. She's kind of, we'll use the magic word. Why did Kadosh Baruch Hu make pocketbooks? Why did he make spiders? Why did he make shigar? Why did he make pocketbooks? Nira Lee, for this reason. So she'd be permissible, we have to get the keys from him to her or to him. Pocketbook. Now it's true, the task only asks you to throw it into the pocketbook. If you miss, the key was in the sewer, you're in trouble. You can't start your car. Okay? But in my humble opinion, it's more even to put it into the pocketbook, not to throw it. And you can take it out of the pocketbook too. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu made pocketbooks. Now, I know that I'm against the classical modern post, people say that's also only to throw it. But in my opinion, since you can't throw, and you can throw it into the pocketbook, but you can put it into the pocketbook too. Okay, nearly, even though not everyone agrees to what I'm saying, I'm telling you in advance, this is my opinion. That's my biggest cooler in terms of passing things, is the pocketbook cooler. Which some posts can agree with and many disagree with, as I told you a minute ago, it's only throw. But now, I both have another cooler.
We may be more callow. I mean, in Rashi's time, that servants, etc.
Right.
For a woman to be so intimate
right.
at a table,
right.
He uses Lashon Hergel Davar.
Right.
It's unbelievable. So, in other words, that kind of intimacy automatically signals something.
As a matter of fact, listen to this, what he quotes over here, a very important chumrah, which not everyone agrees to. Afilu bifnei rabin. No kulas. He quotes Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe didn't quite say that. Rav Moshe writes in his world, what's to be embarrassed for Nida? It means a healthy woman. I don't know if Rav Moshe ever spoke to his Rebbetzin about this, but I'm telling you, women don't want anyone to know they're an eater. They don't want anyone to know. So it can be very embarrassing. So because you want to avoid embarrassment, you have to plan ahead. But thanks to my pocketbook, Hector, you can always plan. Everything can go into a pocketbook, in and out of a pocketbook. Most of them won't go down and out of a pocketbook. We should go down without tzitzis. Yamada, you go down without a pocketbook. This is very helpful to us in this, to solve this problem. But there's one more problem left. One more problem. I want to talk about that right now. And here, I'm quoting you here from Sefer Bari HaShulchan, but he's quoting from earlier sources, the Taz and the Shachan. Watch this. Hold on. Here we go. What about a baby? That's where the real problem started. A baby. What do you do if he's holding the baby and the baby has to go to her? Now what do you do? Also, the whole shit is Atinok Mizelazen. Sure? Who is he passing this out? He quotes in various posts, can hold this way. The Tash Bates is Mekel for a funny reason. Chai Noseus Atzmo. Look at Shabbos. That's Shiloh. What? Very, very, very shver of art. Chai Noseus Atzmo. How can that be? Lefi Ani Zaiti. There's something more than that. It may just be a technicality to hide behind. I think the real reason why it's mutter is because we find exceptions to these strictures in difficult cases. I'm going to read you from the end of Siman Kuf Tzadi
Hei. Why don't you say the child carries itself? Like you say in
that's what Tashma said.
Oh.
It's not sure. A young child, kofu as well. Shulchan Aruch writes in Sif Tezvav, "Imu chole ve'en l'mishi yishem shenu zulasa, muteres l'shamsho, v'ak shetizor b'yose l'yizor mirichachotos ponagol v'ragol v'atos." That she cannot do. That she cannot do. Okay? However, the post can say that the passing things from one to another, that's permissible the makom chol. Okay? You can't, ideally you should touch her, but that's permissible. Now, in explaining some of the leniencies that are found over here, the Bari HaShulchan makes a revealing statement. You know, it's tucked away in a footnote. But, you know, it's, these days it could be a kula shen rov tzir chol lamad. Right? And that is as follows: that this chumra of Rashi, as significant as it is, and I'm passing halacha l'maisa, you have to follow it. Right by the Shulchan as follows. Let's say it's nachutz. Nafal kovu b'chutz beis hakor. The baby's hat fell off, and it's cold. Or shetzarech liga boker lehasayel b'chilosu. You have to touch him to help him eat. Chai gavna, yesh lahatir b'zeh. What it means? She's holding the baby, and you're putting the hat on. You're stuck. Footnote nun hey, tucked away. Uche'en shekosav ramah barachaim siman shinchav chesiv yudzayim that stam tzarchei kotton kachol adami. And we saw back, you know, siftat zav choli can be mekel. Not only if he or she is a choli, even for a third choli, maybe the baby. Ubefrat. Don't tell anybody. Shadas, Ladas, Arama, Ba'od Ravasa, Leka, Klal, Isur, Ba'oshot, Avadomimlo. He lets the cat out of the bag. Rama never had this, heard of this chumra. It's only based upon Rashi, it's not based on any Gemara, as we saw. So even though we are Machmir, Lechat Chila, for sure, the Shulchan Aruch and Rashi, we get stuck in a pinch for Tzorah Chole, you can be Maker like the Ramba. That's, to my mind, the real reason why I can pass a baby from father to mother and vice versa. I've seen babies when people would be machmir. The first case I saw a baby, many years ago, I was buying shoes in Washington Heights. No shoe store. I lived there more than 40 years ago. And I see another couple was there. and the baby they put on the floor. Yeah, well, in Washington Heights. I'm not talking about some fancy upscale place, who knows where you live. In Washington Heights, the floor, it came from the floor. It was a dirty floor. Worse than that, I've seen babies placed on ledges. In other words, on a dresser like this, on the hood of a car. Yeah, calls are easy on you. Pekuch nefesh. But they can't press the baby. Since I saw that, I said, I'm going to have to stick my neck out and have a cooler, which is against all the other posts, many other poskim, to rely on the Tashbetz v'lav mitameh. Not because Chayin also has atmo, because of this Bali HaShulchan, which he says with respect to Shas HaTchak, with the hat on, which is the same as passing, he says, because it's a Sot Choli and B'tzir of Haramba. Yes, John, what's your question?
Does it make a difference, like if it's on a ledge or something, and you just are holding?
I'm afraid of taking a chance. People, I'm sorry, not taking any chances. Okay.
I mean, like Shabbos, when you take something off the left and like you are holding with one handle but not completely.
Don't hold babies like that, please.
A baby.
Baby's not a blessing. Let's have both say, I want to discuss here another 5 minutes. Let's get back a little bit into the other sukkahs. We just took a little bit of an excursion. It was a bonus because we had such hard sukkahs before. And this is very important. The mice, you get married, you have to know what to do. Okay? So we just took a little bit of a. I mean, it's right here, it's not enough.
It's interesting that
Rashi
in his Lashon, he says this is a good he's not saying
psak
in the
Rashi.
He's giving an approach to life.
Okay, good. I want to share a chelos b'chokik about saying simen pei sivkot yudah. Links directly that we saw before the Magen Mishnah. Here the Ramah, the Machaber quotes the Rambam, the Omedes, the Meshamesh, the Fnei Balak, the Shetitin, the Osmayim, or Kli. We don't know where it came from. It says in the Magen Mishnah, right? It's a Kodian Aleph. Per Kofar, the Chazit Shalom again. The Kavachomer, who be Atzor Samita. The Avla Gav, the Chorah, the Mora Ruchi, the Ksumus, the Machaber, the Beis. The Katoni. And Kofar, the Lama, the Fnei Ovin, the Lola, the Fnei Pano. Mashmah, the Fanov, Kofosa. That's not enough. That's not enough. Right? You know why? Hosam ba'aniya myri. Ah, Magen Mishnah. You all have to call the even a rich woman. Three chalasas sheiros katan lebala. Who kavachomer tos mitoso? Because you're in the whole shlo kli echad. In other words, ba'aniya to before she gemara. It's interesting. This idea. I don't know if they have this in the Rambams. Last time I saw that in links, they didn't have it, unfortunately. I'm afraid we're going to come up short here again. Where? No. Oh, links. I don't know it's going to be here. Pretty sure not. They have such a long list of Rishachronim to this very day, the Bat Kodesh, Mamish, contemporary Gedolim. What about the Ramach? The Ramach? I can agree that on the Ramach, from the Rishonim. Well, but I have the Ramach. Am I my Rambam here? I don't. The Rambam, the Ramach, you'll see it's printed in the Frank the Rambams. The Ramach says in Enochinami, no? No? The Ramach says in Halacha Zayin that. One second, yes.
Sorry, teacher, you don't see me leave a screwdriver on the floor and over here.
I haven't seen one, I'm sorry.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. The Ramach says that, in fact, when it comes to an Ashira, you don't have to see, there's no dinner of medicine of Shemesh with Nebala. Maybe by Ania, but not by Ashira. What are they fighting about? If you look, Rabosai, will her standing in front of him make their relationship more romantic? Yes, I'm not kidding around. That's what we're fighting about. Take a look. On this Mishnah of Osai, the Meiri has the following comment. on the Mishnah. He wants to know this idea of standing, she's standing there to help him out, will that make the relationship better? Can't find it right now. Leave that out, I'll show it tomorrow. But this is the idea. If it's something which will enhance the romance, then it's the same thing as the other three. That she does her Rambam. The Ramach says, no, not do romance, service. So if she has other people to take care of the service, she doesn't know how to do it. Then tomorrow we'll continue with Siyata Shemaya with these ladies and gentlemen.
She says this is not hard work.